Win, save, give with exclusive holiday getaways. Will you win this week's exclusive holiday getaway? Just by joining EHG, you will also unlock over 12,000 everyday discounts at Australia's leading retailers while giving back to your nominated charity. Win, save, give. It's that easy. Join now at exclusiveholidaygetaways.com.au.
You searched for your informant, who disappeared without a trace. You knew there were witnesses, but lips were sealed. You swept the city, driving closer to the truth. While curled up on the couch with your cat, there's more to imagine when you listen. Discover heart-pounding thrillers on Audible. Download the Audible app and start listening today. Membership fees apply. See audible.com.au for details.
When I grow up, I want to be an explorer.
Your dreams don't stop growing just because you're a grown-up. And with the right super fund, you can still make them your reality. With low fees and strong long-term performance, know how to grow with UniSuper. So, what do you want to be when you grow up? Past performance is not an indicator of future performance. Consider UniSuper's PDS and TMD on its website and your circumstances before making decisions, because we haven't.
This is the Nathan, Nat and Sean podcast.
The band is back together, my friend.
Nathaniel.
Yoko couldn't kill us.
She tried.
She tried.
She really did.
She said, "Hi, guys. I'm back." Apparently I went missing.
Oh, yeah.
There's been a lot of questions getting around, too.
I wasn't missing. I was at Bunnings Bayswater. I literally asked the staff.
And they wouldn't let him out.
They'll go, "Nathan, there's an article about you being missing. You're here every day." Oh, I know, mate. The reporters aren't that great. Just tell me.
Now, we copped a lot of, where's Nathan?
Okay, I'm going to go.
And the thing is, and it's like, why can't you tell us where Nathan is? Because it's not our story to tell, is the short answer.
Yeah. No, it's not.
So there's been heaps of rumours flying around. Mm. So
reality TV, Nathan.
The amount of people that have driven past me and yelled, "Big Brother!"
Amazing
Race?
Big Brother. No.
Oh.
Best one was at Bunnings the other week when a guy comes up and goes, "Hey, there he is." And I could hear them talking about me. And then she goes, go on. And he walks up and goes, "Excuse me, Nathan, what?" And he goes, "She's got a theory." And I went, "What?" And he goes,
"Farmer wants
a
wife?"
She walks up and goes, "Maths."
Maths.
And I went, Come on, mate. The single guy can't be single on TV.
What's the one where they put on the outfit and they do the singing?
Masked Singer.
Masked Singer.
Apparently, Kimber has been off as well.
Yes.
And Kimber and I were going to be doing a show together.
Well, that makes sense.
I know. Dancing with the Stars.
No. Kimber and I did make some personal videos together, but that was it. Hi, Kimber. Welcome back to the show as well. All right. But no, it wasn't anything fun like that. I suppose the way I could say it is something happened in my personal life that was one of these monumental things that happened that you can't really process. We know death. We know things like that we've seen and we've been able to get the tools from. And then sometimes something comes and it's so different that no one has gone through it, nor can give you advice. And you just had to proceed and try and navigate your way. It started back last year. It reared again this year. I can't speak too much about it because it's some illegal proceedings that has got nothing to do with me, but I cannot speak about it because of that. And I just had to go off and deal with that situation and also sort of process what had happened. And that was about it.
Yeah, that's it.
But the thing about it is, I've lent into my pensioner lifestyle. I was wondering what that guy was going to be when he didn't have a job.
Well, we didn't. I know you did. Now, I don't think me and Matt did.
Now, we knew.
Now, that guy, right, so this is going to be the sitting down at the park with the ducks guy.
Mm. You know? Yeah.
There's going to be the golf guy, you know?
Yeah.
And then there's going to be what I became, and that's the Bunnings guy. I've become the handyman. Now, I have, I decided that during my time off, I want something substantial to be able to say that's what I did during my time off. So I did a whole...
And it keeps you occupied.
Did a whole makeover of everything in my place. And you know how I'd never hung up anything on the wall, Natalie, ever? Mm. Like, ever, because drill marks to me were like...
Yes,
too much.
Yeah, because you're still in a rental mentality.
drilling and wall plugging, and I changed the door stops outside.
He's
and
got
I changed
photos,
the bin
everyone.
I take a photo of.
No, you don't. You take 40 photos of it.
No, I'm not at the right angle, Natalie. And I'm not even going to post them. I'm not even putting them online. I'm just taking them for me. And then I show them to people like they're my babies. So I did buy this door stop from my place, right? And I thought, okay, it's magnetic because we always had a door jam. And it's like, come on, it never works because our floors are too slippery. So I got these unmagnetic door things. And I drilled the holes in the ground for the door stop. And then I put the magnet on the door. And then I didn't realize my door came up so high that the magnet was just basically clipping it, wouldn't hold it shut. And I was like,
oh, no.
What am I going to do? I've already screwed two holes in the ground. And this is the only one I could get. It's the only one that had two holes. I'm going, oh my God, I've ruined my floorboards. And then I went, I've got to make a plinth. I had bought a jigsaw, right? I bought a Toyota jigsaw.
I feel like I'm an old people's home right now. I really do.
I bought the jigsaw, right? And not just that, Sean. There was a $139 jigsaw Ryobi. And then I went, no. And then the other one was next up was $269.
Can you wheel him back to his room, please?
And the $269 jigsaw was brushless. And I don't know what that is, but I paid extra to have that. And then I just basically made
well, you're a wealthy pensioner. Superannuation doesn't spend itself.
Come on, Nathan, it's 4 p.m. dinner time.
And I made a plinth for that, and then I basically painted it as well, and it looks like it came with it. And the finesse and craftsmanship, I talked to my dad and said, Dad, you say you build things. I'm not a builder, I'm a craftsman. And that's where I've learned to. I've become friends with Alan at Bunnings and
Bayswater.
How
do we make him stop?
Alan tells me I can't do things. Alan will go. You're gonna break a hacksaw blade, mate. And I'll go, No, I'm gonna be fine, Alan. He goes, no, you won't. He wouldn't even sell me a builder's pencil because you're not a builder. And I said, I'm building, Alan. And then a tradie walks past and goes, oh, come on, Alan, give the guy a pencil.
Nathan, Nat and Sean is a Nova podcast. For more great comedy shows like this, head to novapodcasts.com.au. Nova.
Escape your everyday with exclusive holiday getaways. A club where you'll have a chance to win unforgettable holidays every week, where you'll save every day with over 12,000 discounts, and where you'll give every day to a charity of your choice. This is exclusive holiday getaways. Escape your everyday, save every day, and give every day. Join today at exclusiveholidaygetaways.com.au.
You searched for your informant, who disappeared without a trace. You knew there were witnesses, but lips were sealed. You swept the city, driving closer to the truth. While curled up on the couch with your cat, there's more to imagine when you listen. Discover heart-pounding thrillers on Audible. Download the Audible app and start listening today. Membership fees apply. See audible.com.au for details.
When I grow up, I want to be an explorer.
Your dreams don't stop growing just because you're a grown-up. And with the right super fund, you can still make them your reality. With low fees and strong long-term performance, know how to grow with UniSuper. So, what do you want to be when you grow up? Past performance is not an indicator of future performance. Consider UniSuper's PDS and TMD on its website and your circumstances before making decisions, because we haven't.